Page 28, measure number 24-489, Idana, Detroit, Rural Fire Protection District. 5-year local option levy for emergency service operation staffing. Question, shall the district impose 68 cents per $1,000 assessed value beginning 2024 for 5 years for continued emergency service operation? This measure renews current local option taxes. Summary, the Idana, Detroit, Rural Fire Protection District Board of Directors determined the need to request additional funding to provide fire and emergency medical service operations. The Fire District Board desires to be good stewards of taxpayer money while providing the best possible service for our communities. With existing revenues failing to fund adequate operations, the Board decided to ask the taxpayers to renew the 5-year local option levy in order to maintain the proper level of emergency response service. The revenue from the passing of the operational levy will be used to maintain the current staffing of 2 40-hour-a-week medic firefighters during the peak season, May 15th through September 30th. This will allow for the quick response of personnel to suppress fire, save lives, and property. The proposed rate of 68 cents would generate approximately $42,701 in 2024-25, $43,982 in 2025-26, $45,301 in 2026-27, $46,660 in 2027-28, and $48,059 in 2028-29, for a total of $226,703 over the 5 years. No arguments were filed in support or in opposition to this measure. Explanatory statement. This levy option would be a continuation of a levy option that has been in place for 5 years and is not an additional tax. This levy would assist with the funding of general operations, district business, as well as bolster 911 emergency response. The district regularly seeks other sources of revenue, such as grants, but none of those sources will pay for operations in general. We have been able to purchase personal protective equipment and supplies through grants. This operational levy is intended to pay for staffing. The Idana Detroit Fire District was established in 1954 when the timber industry was prosperous. At the same time, the district was only responsible for suppression of fire. Today, Idana Detroit Fire District provides structure fire and wildland fire suppression, motor vehicle crash response, hazardous materials response, and emergency medical services. Emergency medical and rescue services are a majority of the missions to the citizens of Idana and Detroit. The demand for this service is ever increasing. There is no funding mechanism other than the option levy that will help with sustaining operations. Information submitted by Laura Harris, Office Administrator, Idana, Detroit Fire District. Page 29, here's a reminder of how to cast your vote. Number 1, complete your ballot. To vote, completely fill in the box next to your choice. 2, check for errors. You do not have to vote on all contests. Those you do vote on will still count. If you vote from more options than are allowed, your vote will not count for that contest. If you think you made a mistake, please call Marion County Elections Office. Number 3, using the optional secrecy sleeve. If you use the optional secrecy sleeve, put only your voted ballot inside. Then put only your secrecy sleeve inside your return envelope. You are not required to use the secrecy sleeve. 4, sign your return envelope. You must sign your return envelope or your vote will not count. We verify every signature on every envelope against the voter files. 5, return your ballot, either by mail or at any official drop site, see the list in this pamphlet, or at the clerk's elections office. Please only sign the return envelope that belongs to you. Signing another person's envelope is against the law. By signing a ballot envelope, you are certifying that you are a United States citizen, you are the person to whom the ballot was issued, you are legally qualified to vote the ballot. This is the only ballot you voted this election. You still live at the address printed on the envelope. Warning, signing another person's name to a ballot envelope is a Class C felony.